3302. How can I? Well, you already know. What's up?
All right, 3201. Okay, I copy. I got to call the shop and make sure we can limp your bus back to the garage with a flat dual. We might have to send a road call out to you. In the future, this would be considered like an accident, so you'd want to report that immediately with a priority request to talk, just so you know. I do have to ask because there was contact made. Any injuries, anything like that?
Oh, yeah, no, I had two people on my bus. Even they were like, what was it? I go, I don't know. So, no, nobody on my bus was, everybody's fine. Everybody was fine, and it was drivable back to this location. And where I was at was not a very secure location. So I made sure before I left that the bus was, other than just the tire being cut, that's the only thing that's damaged.
Okay, I copy. And so did you, were you able to stop and get out and look at the tire when it happened, or was this something that, you know, there was a noise and you went, okay, well, like if you had hit a curb or something and then continued on, and when you got to the end of the line, you noticed that the tire was flat? At what point did you notice the tire flat?
Oh, no, right on the turn when I was like, oh, man, what the heck? And so, because you can't see because the bottoms are black, so they match with the road. So the thing was already knocked over. So it's knocked over, it's black on the bottom. So you can't really see the contrast between the road and it. So when I came around that turn, it looked clear to me. It didn't look like anything. And then I was like, wait a second. And then right at that last second is when I heard the thing. I'm like, oh, crap, that's not good. I got to check it out. So as soon as I pulled around, I told everybody on the bus, I'm going to check that out because we're not driving any further. That did not sound nice. And so, boom, I went outside and checked it right then and there, literally within 6 feet of where it happened. I was like, woof, I got to check this out. What the heck was that?
Okay, and at what point did you, so I guess what I'm trying to get at is, so you were able to get out and check. I'm just trying to figure out why we waited until we got to the end of the line to actually call it in. This would have definitely been something you want to call in immediately.
Well, I assessed the tire, and I looked at it, and I could see that the secondary dual was okay, the other one wasn't okay, and where I was at, I'm blocking traffic. So as soon as I got out and saw that it was okay, there was cars already piling up behind me, so I needed to move. So I moved as soon as I can, and when I rolled just a little bit, I was like, okay, we're good. The secondary dual is not gone. It's just only the first. And the first still at that time was expelling air. So it wasn't, you know what I mean? Like, I knew that I could drive it, and I drove it just for the little couple. I'm like, okay, everybody, we're going to get to the Clackamas. I don't want to block traffic. That's why I did that.
Okay, I copy. I just need to know these things. So in the future, definitely contact dispatch immediately. And then, you know, I would only have probably rolled just enough to get out of the way of traffic and then tied it up and called it. You know, obviously we're going to contact dispatch immediately in the future. It's very important. Okay, I'm going to get a supervisor heading your way. I'm going to call the shop, see if they think you're going to be okay to get that bus back to the garage. I know you said it was okay, but, you know, if it's the shell of the tire or whatever, I don't want, you know, it to fly off or something as you're driving down the road. So let me give them a call. I'm going to send you an asset number. I want you to fill out both state and company reports. Again, this is going to be treated like an accident, so you want to make sure you're documenting everything, including the vehicle that was a little far over in that turn lane that was causing you to have to cut your turn short if you get my drift.
Gotcha.
All right, so look for a supervisor and just hang out there until you hear otherwise.
Okay, thanks. Bye.